This is war. Fuck war. There's a machine gun sticking out of this window, and I take a grenade. I throw this frag grenade through this window. Boom. Again, it's not like the movies, right? There's not like this flame. Like there's not this like da-da-da. It's just this thud. And what you want to hear is silence. You know, all I hear is women and children start screaming. This guy had barricaded himself and surrounded himself with a bunch of women and children in this room. And, you know, this is 2 days after coming off this kid. You got a lot of Spartan stuff in here. Do you remember the plungers behind the line of the 300? So you'd have the guys in the front, the phalanx, right? The short swords and the spears. And they would move that line forward. Mm-hmm. And they'd step over the bodies of the people that were fighting that would die against the shields. The next row behind them were long spears. So they were guys that were stabbing through the shoulders and over the shoulders of the forces that were coming. So the wall would come, they'd attack, they'd close the wall, spears would come. And as you'd step over these bodies, the third row would be a plunger. And he would have this metal spike and he'd just stab these guys as the Spartans would move forward. Every night, as we moved forward, I would sit there all night long with a thermal imager and I would splash rounds into every heated body on the battlefield.
Holy shit, dude.
And I did it every night for 8 hours. A couple hundred rounds a night.
Shit.
The only one that could shoot out. So with these RG-33s, with the Crow's amazing targeting system, what we didn't have was a lot of ammo. So the Crow's has thermal. They'd be able to spot a target. I would lay and they'd give me an azimuth and a distance and a direction, right? And with distance and direction, I'd kind of PID the body and then I would dump a couple of rounds in it. And then they'd move it 5 degrees. And they'd give me a new distance and direction. I would adjust and I'd splash a couple of rounds. Repeat every night. And that, exhausting. That's heavy. Yeah, it's heavy. And then you drive out and you just see these bodies that have, you know, your holes in them to go into the next village that a dude is fighting from a room that he's surrounded with women and children. This is war. Fuck war.